Hello, guys, and welcome to another Morning English Podcast.
Morning.
Yay! I'm Dave.
我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
So, owl, hummingbirds, canaries, hawks, what do they have all in common? Yes, you guessed it. They're all birds.
I am also a bird.
Okay, moving on. Okay, what do you mean a bird?
I am a home bird.
哈哈哈哈哈哈！
所以我刚刚说，刚刚calm down。刚刚我说我也是一只鸟，我说我是一只 a home bird。在这里呢，并不是说我是一只家鸟 ，home bird 只是恋家的人。
Mm-hmm.
啊，所以我说我是一个恋家的人，就可以说 I am a home bird。没错。今天的节目呢，就要跟大家分享一些和鸟有关的俚语。当然了，我把今天节目的重点整理成了双语版本的笔记。大家在早安英文这个公众号的后台回复笔记这两个字就可以收到了。
So we said our topic today is about birds.
对。
To be specific, it is all about bird idioms.
没错，就是俚语。The number one, which is very important, swan song. 直接翻译出来呢，就是天鹅的歌。最近呢，帕姐啊，就是 Dua Lipa，
帕姐，
她是我们的 nickname for her。
What is her name？
帕姐，
帕姐，
因为 Lipa
啊 ，Lipa， 帕
姐
啊。姐 oh, okay.
So just published a song called Swan Song。
嗯哼。
所以呢，这个新歌就是这个名字。它指的是天鹅的歌吗
？I don't like the song that much. I mean, from Dua Lipa's fan, I'm a Dua Lipa fan, but、I don't know. But what does a swan song mean？
Well, swan song means a piece of work or song that an artist publishes before he or she retires or is the last song published before the artist's death.、
Mm.
简单点说就是最后的作品告别演出最后的绝唱。
As Dua Lipa said, this is not a swan
it's
song.
It's not he said. Yeah, this is not a swan song.
This is not a swan song.
对。
Number two, night owl, which is like basic, but guys...secret. This is me, okay? A night owl is a term we call someone who often stays up or is active at night.
对，这个呢不是指的黑夜的猫头鹰，但是我们都知道猫头鹰 often open their eyes even at midnight. 对，所以呢这个指的就是夜猫子，就是经常晚上熬夜不睡觉的人，我们可以叫做 night owl. 比如说呢 Day is such a night owl, 就是一个夜猫子。He stayed up for 2 days straight. 两天晚上都不睡觉。
Now,What is a wild goose chase?
就是野鹅追赶野鹅。
We hear this always in movies, especially movies with police chases and cars and guns and whatever. They always involve wild goose chase.
对，所以到底这个 wild goose chase, 我们知道 wild 就是野外的 ,goose 就是鹅 ,chase 就是追赶。那么他们放在一起呢其实不是表示什么野鹅追赶呢，它的意思是什么呢？
Wild goose chase means a pursuit or search that is useless, that turns up no clues, that goes nowhere.
对对对，大家可以看一些那种大片，好莱坞大片就可能会出现这个词，这个表达，它表示根据错误的信息来徒劳的寻找，白费力气的追赶。比如说，你得到了一个 information, but it's not the real information,、but you chase someone, but you chase the wrong guy, then it's wild goose chase.
Exactly. 比如说The search for our family dog at this time is a wild goose chase.
你找好，刚刚对照这个句子就是啊，这个时候来找这个狗，简直就是徒劳，
yeah,
是肯定找不到的。
Just lose him, just lose him.
对对。
Number four, goosebumps.
好，这个 goose 是还是鹅，而 bumps 就是肿块。这个地方并不是说鹅身上的肿块，而指的是鸡皮疙瘩。
Goosebump is actually a kind of.Feeling or sensation. It is like a kind of feeling we get when we are excited, thrilled, or even terrified.
对，当我们很激动的时候，很紧张的时候，很兴奋的时候，很害怕的时候呢，都可能会有这个 goosebumps, 这个鸡皮疙瘩。比如说、I get the goosebumps whenever I hear you sing.
Aww.
我一听Dave唱歌，我就起鸡皮疙瘩。
Yeah,
maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's not.
I'm pretty sure it's a bad thing.
好，下一个叫做Ugly duckling. 那他的意思就是 a person would be called an ugly duckling if he or she was ugly as a kid, but eventually grew up to be a beautiful, handsome person.
No, actually, it was okay. No.
对对对，简单点说就是丑小鸭变白天鹅的类型。
I'm so sorry to say this, but you're such an ugly duckling.
not talk about me because he never saw me when I was a kid. And I was really cute when I was a kid.
Really? Me too. I was actually quite cute as a kid.
But I was still cute.
No.
So this phrase cannot describe me.
Oh,
us.
Yeah. Oh, us, yeah. No.
对对对
It doesn't work.
这个脸皮比较厚的我和 Day. 那刚刚的这个表达叫做、如果直接翻译就是一个非常丑的鸭子。An ugly duckling. Why there's not duck but duckling?
Because duckling is the smaller duck. I mean, in the 年轻的时候，
对对对，年轻的就是小鸭子，
yes.
一个丑小鸭。那长了很大之后呢，然后突然变得特别的帅，特别的美。所以你见到对方的时候，你可以说 ，Oh, you are such an ugly duckling.、
Damn.
It sounds strange, sounds weird, but it's a compliment.
Yeah, it's when you see someone's picture and then be like, oh.You looked ugly as a kid. That sounds bad.
但是你现在真的好帅，好美。
All right. What if you want a sarcastic bird idiom? And you don't know where to find it? Well, I got you covered.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Lovely weather for ducks.
Lovely weather for ducks.、
Mm-hmm.
Lovely weather 就是非常好的天气。
Uh-huh.
Ducks 就是鸭子。对鸭子来说，天气非常好。
Mm-hmm.
How is it sarcastic and how can we use it?
Lovely weather for ducks means a rainy weather.An example for it.
下雨的天
Exactly. An example for it is, what a lovely weather for ducks. And I forgot my umbrella.
对对对，其实这个只是一个非常讽刺的俚语，就是想吐槽今天天气可真不好。但是你不想说不好，你就说what a lovely weather for ducks. 今天这个天气对鸭子来说可是真好啊，意思是对我们来说天气不好，在下雨。Okay, the next one is chicken out of.It's a really common one.
Yeah.
Chickening out of doing something means that you backed out of something because you're afraid of doing it. 就是害怕做某件事情，非常胆怯。
就是你。Oh, why? Why do you say that of me?
Because you are.
Oh my god.
They chickened out of drinking cheese tea.
Oh yeah, damn it.
就一喝芝士茶，他就退缩，他觉得啊，我绝对不要喝这个，这是啥？
真的很恶心。
好 next one.
Number 8, or the last one for today is spread one's wings.
Spread 就是、展开或是分发、mm-hmm. One's wings 就是某人的翅膀、啊、当然不是人不会有翅膀那可能是某个禽类的翅膀 So what does it mean?
To spread one's wings is to try to work on things independently、mm-hmm. Allowing oneself to fail, learn, and achieve.
那这个时候呢他的意思就和我们中文里说的、哎、翅膀硬了可以自己飞了有点相似就是当你说 I've spread my wings and I have learned a lot 就是我已经学会自己飞翔了很独立了能学到自己学到很多东西也能承受失败等等就是 more mature and independent
I really wish all of you could try spreading your wings from time to time and thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast today
我是木木
我是 Day
我们下期见啦
Bye
感谢大家收听我们今天的节目如果你想更加系统的学习英文欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文回复会员两个字就可以了